Blog Talk Radio.
Let me know in the chat room how well you can hear me. I took a listen to my previous shows, and they were very, very quiet. I was very, very quiet. I don't know why, but I was like whispering. And I had my phone on speakerphone, and that's usually how I can hear it very, very well. But I have headphones in now, so I just want to make sure that everybody is hearing me loud and clear. So if you could let me know in the chat room, if you can hear me and understand me, that would be great, or if I need to speak up or switch to some other form of speaking, I will do so. So I appreciate your feedback on that. Thank you. So I want to talk a little bit about connections with spirit and how simple these connections are. And I think a lot of people, and I myself, have definitely taken out of context the connection with spirit. To me, it seemed so complicated and so much just stuff that you had to do to be a psychic or an astrologer or anything of that nature, anything in the metaphysical areas. And I think I thought that way because I'm a believer in seeing things to believe them. I went from believing in studying science and studying the world and the earth, and that led me to even deeper aspects of science. And of course, I was never very much into astrology until I had my own spiritual enlightenment. And I watched planets, and you know, I could watch stuff on the History Channel at a young age. And then once I was out of regular required school, high school, I started to study things on my own. And after I had gotten out of public education, it was a rapidly fast stream of information that just flowed into my mind, into my entire being. I remember studying quantum physics and reading books about quantum physics, and my family thought I was absolutely nuts. They couldn't believe that, you know, I was reading stuff like that. And actually, it was going into quantum physics that really helped me to understand spirits. And after I had watched certain documentaries, I noticed that science was leading into a realm of infinite possibility and having everything possible all at once. It was an amazing discovery. And then I had, at my worst hour, after I had dropped out of college and ended a relationship, I was, you know, in a very, very dark place, rock bottom, you could say. And that's when I had my, quote-unquote, enlightenment. It was the most amazing trip I had ever taken, and it was all through this meditative trip. I remember going through what seemed to be like these wormholes. They were just these amazingly colorful, cosmic, and geometric paths of traveling, and it was my consciousness, and I certainly just left my body, and I was not here. That is absolutely true. And it was actually a song that had helped me to release, and it just happened to be on the radio. And if any of you are interested, it's called Approaching Silence by David Sylvian. It's a very good meditative track, and I just wanted to make sure I say hi to people in the chat room. Amethyst, I haven't seen you in a while. Good to see you, dear. Hope everything is well. So, yeah, if you guys, make sure you keep the chat nice and lively. If you want, I'll give you things to talk about. For example, if you had a spiritual enlightened moment, certainly talk about that. And if you want to call in to talk about it, I would be more than happy to let you through and to see what other people have felt. If you felt that since, you know, birth, or if it was a moment in your life, etc. I think, you know, we're always connected to that aspect of ourselves. It's just, you know, we forget a lot. That's the thing about growing up, is forgetting where we come from. And the ironic part is that we're learning more and more every day, but we're learning about the world and the earth and the people that are here now, and forgetting about our spiritual connection. So that's why I'm glad to hold this sacred space for everybody to gather, even if not, if nobody's here, just myself, to express my love and dedication to spirit. So with that being said, I want to call upon an issue. Not an issue, but just something that's been popping up a lot lately. I don't know if any of you have heard of DMT or ayahuasca. Ayahuasca, I think that's how you pronounce it. DMT is a drug. It's a chemical, an amino acid, I believe, called dimethyltryptamine. And it is naturally stored in our brains, and it is released during heavy REM sleep or near-death experiences. And what they have coined it, especially Rick Straxman, the author of DMT, the Spirit Molecule, is exactly that. They coined it the Spirit Molecule. And the experiences that these people have had while ingesting a form of DMT, this doctor did plenty of clinical studies and has studied it for 10 years, wrote a book about it, and now there's a movie about it that I just watched the other day, before I personally experimented with DMT. Now, I'll tell you what others have claimed that DMT does for them, and then I'll tell you what happened when I experienced DMT. First of all, questions in chat. Sorry, I need to get a co-host because it's hard to keep going back and forth from the switchboard to the chat room. So I'll keep the chat room open for now. If I get sidetracked, I apologize, but I'm right here with you. Don't worry. So what people have said has happened with them during DMT is that they are literally taken out of their bodies and they are greeted by these divine entities. Some think of them as aliens. Some think of them as spirits, angels, God, the light. Many people have saw a lot of different things, but they all generally remain kind of in the same lines of quote-unquote craziness. They're all these light beings. They're very spiritual, very profound, very special to them. And what happens is your physical body, it starts to sort of go numb, like a body buzz. And then these people hear a very intense ripping noise, is how you can kind of explain it. They explain it like being pushed through. It's like you're being pushed through your body. You're being pushed up from the ground out through your crown in a very, very fast and exponential manner. So that it creates this really, it starts very low. Picture I'll just imitate it. It goes, like really high like that. Like it starts really low and then it goes really high. Especially it just at the exponential rate. Very fast and increasing. And then you finally just, they call it the breakthrough, where you break through and out of your body into the realms of spirit. Well, this is what they had said. And so I did, I'll admit this on air, that I did experiment with DMT. And it was totally different than what I had thought. I did receive the body buzz that most of them were talking about, and I could understand the ringing. And I thought that by me doing this and experimenting, that I was going to create a very strong connection with spirit, a very open, and I was going to be able to release my mediumship abilities and be able to communicate with spirits beyond the veil, and I was convinced that this was going to happen. And the only thing that the experience made me realize was, it didn't feel very good. It kind of made me sick and uneasy and just kind of really gross. And I'm not sure what a lot of those people are talking about with the breakthrough. I didn't really receive that. I did after, like, just being in a meditative state of mind. And I have to tell you that I have been through this before. I think that I have found a way, and I think many others have done so as well, just they don't recognize it, is I found a way to consciously connect with spirit in such a manner. Where I have been ripped out of my body before. And it's funny, I've talked about this on shows, previous shows, these experiences. And what happens I'm, you know, in a meditative state of mind. I'm not using DMT or ayahuasca or anything like that. I'm just in a very meditative state. I'm very much in the zone. And I'll usually just sit there for a good few hours. And what happens is I can hear this intense ringing, just like others have claimed when they experimented with DMT. I hear the intense ringing, and it starts vibrating within my head. It starts in my ears, and then it connects together in the center of my brain. And then once the connection is made, then all of a sudden the ringing turns into this divine piece of just beautiful sounds and feelings. And I am launched nearly, I don't say I would be out of my body, but my consciousness is just so huge. It's so expansious. It's like, it's just like a big cone starting at the very tip, almost like a pyramid, but it just opens completely and it just envelops all of the sky and all of the world and earth. And I can feel all of these certain energies coming into me, all these feelings and thoughts, and they're in the form of sound and images. And I'm not sure what exactly that is communicating with me. It could be angels or spirits or whatever it is, but I believe that it is of the most divine connection. And I have faith that it really keeps me open and receiving messages. So I just want people to be aware that you don't have to ingest anything out of your body to feel connected to spirit. You have all the tools that you need right here. And it is it's a blessing for us to be able to use this and use our body, use our minds to connect to something greater than ourselves. And I want to make sure everybody is careful in whatever that they do. I know that people are going to experiment and try new things, and especially now more than ever when people are trying to build their own spirituality instead of just following along the lines of, you know, what people have done before in certain religions that you really don't wish to pay all of your money to, or certain religions that make you fight or anything of that nature. People are getting into their own divinity. And I would just like to express that you don't need the outside influences to be in your own spirit. So, yeah, with that being said, I hope everybody finds their own connection, whatever that may be. For me, to be able to call upon spirit, I use these cards. They're called fortune cards. They're not like tarot cards. They don't have the typical tarot symbols. I like them because they remind me of dream symbols. And as you can all see, I do love dreams. I'm definitely a dreamer. And I like to show others better ways to dream for themselves. I think that's why I'm a dream teacher. I never understood what that name was until, I don't know, I just had all these weird coincidences start happening about connecting to dreams. I also have a lot to, I believe that it has a lot to do with hypnosis and how I am a hypnotist. And when I bring people into very, very deep states of mind, and then I bring them back out, sometimes they remember, sometimes they don't. And a lot of them will express to me that it feels like a dream. It feels like they had just came out of a dream and that they, you know, woke and they can barely remember. And that's the other thing I wanted to bring up about DMT too, is that it all happens so fast and so profound, and time seems to stop. But when they come back to it, when they come back and they're clear-minded, it's as if the whole entire experience fleets from them, just like a dream would. I think those two are that's a similarity right there within our own dreams, that sorry, I keep looking at the chat, that connects the dreams to why people are really liking this experience with DMT. So that's just my little bit. I wanted to get that out there and just share with people. Now, if you want to book private sessions with me, I do pretty much all of the above. I do hypnosis, astrology, tarot, psychic, angel readings, all the like. But I don't. I'm not typical. I'm not a very typical person. I do things in my own unique way. I guess I don't even have tarot cards. They're just interesting symbolism cards that profess certain symbols to me. For example, clover represents being looked after and, of course, being lucky. A heart obviously represents love. A ship would mean travel, etc. So that's what I use to connect with you. And then also, for deeper people, I go with my own intuition. And I use angel cards. Now, I like these angel cards. I don't, you know, call myself an angel reader, but whatever these divine energies are, they can connect with people in profound ways. And they're just beautiful symbols that really help to connect with beautiful and divine energy. So I want to open the lines for people that wish to receive a reading. You can call in. In case you can't see it, number is 310-742-1777. I do love that, the 777. I'm a little salty that Blog Talk Radio totally changed my number because I have business cards with it. But that's okay because I like the 777. It's a very, very cool and lucky and affirming number. So, like I said, you can call in with your questions. There is no topic here that is taboo. You can talk about anything with me, and it's going to be as private as this radio show. So, again, if you do want some sort of private reading with me, you can set one up right on my host page. There should be a link to my keen.com page where you can set anything up, and I can do hypnosis over the phone. Yes, it is possible. And it is very, I offer very, very cheap sessions. So make sure you come to me for anything that you want to express, for any reason that you want to be hypnotized. You can be hypnotized for many, 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 many reasons. Pretty much any desire that you have. And I want you to be firm in your desires. When you want to work with me, that's what I'm going to enlighten you to, and then we will direct you on that path. Also, I'm definitely good at astrology. I'm very good at reading charts and just figuring out people, but it also helps me to tune into your energies and to really get a good grounded basis for who you are. So I want to just offer people, just people that listen to the show, I just want to give them as many bonuses as I possibly can. If you want to have a private reading with me and you listen to the show, I want to give you a special offer. I think we'll do the most I can do. I think I can offer you 5 free minutes on keen.com is the most I can do. But what I can do is offer you guys email readings. If you want a reading and then sent to you in your email, if you have a question or, I'd just like it to stick it to questions for the emails that you want answered. I'll do them fairly, fairly cheap. I usually do them for like 30 to 50, depending on the question. But I'll do email readings for $5. So if you have listened to the show, all you need to do is to go to my page and post a comment. Actually, I'll put in the chat room my, this is just the newest website, the one that I've been using right now. This would be the best way to get in contact with me. But if you go to my website and click on services, and then you go scroll down to the bottom, post your name, your email, and if you do have a website, if you want, you can write that as well. Or what you can do is, if you found me from Blog Talk Radio, put in BTR, and then post your, make sure your email is visible so I can see it. So that way, I can hook you up with your email reading. Okay, so yes, all of the above, feel free. Now, I will get to questions in the chat. I'm going to take the callers first, and then we will go into chat and take questions there. I know the show, let's see, we got 30 minutes. So after the show is over, I will take all the callers until Blog Talk Radio cuts me off. So they give me an hour after the show has ended, and I'll take all the callers that I can, and then I'll be in chat as soon as I'm done with the callers. So thank you guys very much for coming in. And let's get to our switchboard. All right. Now I'm going to do things a little bit differently here. I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to ask you three questions. Your name, your strongest, the thing in your life that makes you feel the strongest, and then one thing in your life that makes you feel most vulnerable. I want to get both extremes of your energy here, and to really just open you up from one spectrum to the other. So caller 502, can you tell me your name, please?
Hi, my name is Shirley. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks.
Good. So Shirley, tell me the most strongest aspect about yourself.
I think the most strongest aspect about myself is, for the most part, I'm very confident in myself. Very outspoken.
All right, that's beautiful. That's just one. I just need one. Okay, and now tell me your most vulnerable aspect.
I think the most vulnerable is probably relationship.
Relationship. Okay.
Which I don't have one, but just relationships in general.
I understand. I totally understand. So now, are you calling in regards to a specific question?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
So I thought maybe, so you know, it's intuitive thing.
All right. Absolutely. So I'm going to just pull a couple cards just to get a physical foundation of where you are, what you're feeling, et cetera.
Okay.
Right now, to me, you feel that you need balance in your life. Are you a fire sign by chance?
Aries is what I am.
Yeah, Aries, you're a fire sign, absolutely. So what I'm seeing is that you need water in your life, lots of water. You need good watery connections. And I want to see just, and what aspects of water that you need. Now, when I say water, that's a very, very generalized and broad term.
Mm-hmm.
But what you need is you need mystery. You need suspense. I see that you need to ground yourself in this sort of mystical area of life. This is a perfect time to do so. And I think you're also gaining that just in calling the show. I think you're really getting into that watery aspect. You know, psychics and readings and all that stuff is a very, very watery and spiritual feel. And you know, just calling and talking to people, it really just opens you up. Being able to talk to somebody who can literally feel you and understand you is just such a profound experience. And it really, you are absolutely loving the connections that you can make with people. I think that's very true. And it feels like you do have people in spirit, like you're being watched over. I feel like it's a very, I'm not sure of the, let's see if it's masculine or feminine. It's not telling me masculine, but there's a very strong person. And it seems to be that they are sending you messages. Is that correct?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And you are trying your best to listen, but it's like an argument within your mind where, that's not real, that can't be real, and, you know, I don't know if I should believe it. I'm not crazy. I don't want to be crazy. And it feels very back and forth. I want you to connect to your own, go back to the time when you were a child, okay? And remember as much of it as you can. Remember how time moved in your life through then. And remember how you could merely believe anything that was there in front of you seemed to be true. This is going to create a lot of movement within you. You don't have any children, do you?
Actually, I do, but they're grown.
They're grown. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, then I'm seeing something else. Do you, or are you in the process of creating your own business?
I'm trying to. The thing is I'm not sure exactly where to go.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see your concerns with money and this new thing in infantile stage. Are you considering any sort of business overseas?
I think I had tried it one. I had tried that at one time, but I'm still kind of skeptical.
Okay. Remain skeptical, I would. But I see that this could be something that could bloom into a lot of change for you. You know, you would be traveling a lot if you were to embark on this. And I think that this is something you're going to want to hold off on for a while. You need to build first. You need to build a structure here near your home, wherever you are. Build that first. Keep it kind of under wraps. Don't tell everybody your information. Don't tell people what's going on. Only the necessary people. Yes, when you start a business, communication is needed and very necessary to get, you know, certain contacts, etc. But don't, I feel like somebody could definitely try to take over and take your name in this. So I would be very, very cautious to who you're dealing with. Now, in terms of relationships, I feel that's definitely a big concern for you. The biggest thing is to remain patient. Now, I feel you are an Aries, and I think that you would really do well with somebody that is a water sign. Women that are of water sign are absolutely, they're beautiful. They have this mystical quality to them, and their connection is just amazing. They have a good sense of home and foundation. And I think that when the relationship comes to you, that you were receiving these messages from a strong person on the other side, and they're going to be watching out for you to make sure that you run into whoever you are supposed to be in a relationship with. I feel that very, very strongly. And you're just going to have to look for signs. Look for the signs. They'll be right there in front of you, and you cannot mistake them for anything else. You just got to make sure that you believe in them. And when you are to come across these, they're going to be in the most beautiful way, which is really going to take shape of this whole relationship, becoming a beautiful relationship, if that's what you truly want. And it will be brought to you. You just got to look for the signs, that's all. And you're going to know. You're going to feel it. You're an Aries, especially your fire, so you're going to feel it right in your gut, right in your stomach.
Cool.
Very powerful and very connected. And then you'll move on up to heart, so I can't wait to see that happen.
Cool. That sounds wonderful. That's very good. Very good.
Excellent. And did I hit you head on? Did I get
yes,
to the good things
yes,
that you were
did.
Thinking about?
Yes, indeedy. And I thank
very
you so
good.
Much.
You're very welcome. And I hope you come back to the show.
I'm sure I will. Because this is my first time, and I'm sure I will. And thank you again, and God bless you.
You're welcome. Many blessings. Thank you for calling in. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. That was a cool caller. Really had fun with that one. So, just taking a look in the chat room. Everybody needs to liven up. Everybody wake up in the chat room. Get up. Speak up. Speak out loud. Amethyst, I know you're a little chatty Cathy. I see all your posts all the time, Amethyst, and they're amazing. They really help me to connect and just remember certain connections. It's really great to see throughout the day. So I want to thank you, Amethyst, for posting such awesome stuff. So if you guys are all on Facebook, you can follow me and follow anybody else that's there. And Twitter as well, you know, the whole nine. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, oh my God, yes. So, I want to get a way to figure out a way to get all these people in chat to wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. How about you all, everybody tell, first of all, everybody talk about where you are from. See what four corners of the world we are reaching to tonight. All right, so we're going to move back to the switchboard, and the next caller is Mary Lou Who. I'm guessing, I hope everybody can hear me. The switchboard just refreshed on me. I don't know why. Okay. So we're going to move to Mary Lou Who. I'm guessing your name is Mary Lou, but if it's not, tell me your name, and you're on the air.
It's Mary Lou.
All right, Mary Lou, how are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay? I'm sitting with a fan on.
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, good. All right.
So, Mary Lou, first things first, I want you to tell me the strongest aspect of yourself.
Passion for the things I do.
Passion for the things you do. Do you mind if I ask you what kind of things that you do, or is it just everything that you do?
Oh, I'm an artist.
Ah, beautiful. I felt that. That feels very good. All right, now tell me, Mary Lou, the most vulnerable aspect of yourself.
Money.
Money.
Starting
right.
artist.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of you, I feel with your art and passion, it is a very, very grounding thing for you to do. It really helps you to, one, open up your spiritual connection to help you feel in your own temple, if you will. And with the money, automatically, I am seeing that it needs to, with you, it needs to come from heart. Because, one, it means something to you. You're very vulnerable to it. And also, in the past, you have been very vulnerable to money where it put you in bad situations, whether you were sick or you lost money, even though you thought you were gaining it, or you lost good relationships over it. Now, is there a specific question that you had?
I wanted to see if you're picking up anything on my love life.
Anything on your love life? Well, I pick up a lot from your heart. And I see that you do have people in spirit that are watching over you. But it's kind of scary. It's a very scary connection.
Why is that?
It's because they're... It has to do with money. I see that greatly. And that... I'm not sure how this connects. I think I'm connecting... Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. I'm connecting with your art. And I think that... I think that's something that you should definitely keep pursuing if you aren't already.
My livelihood.
Well, it feels like you're almost afraid to make money off of your art.
I'm afraid to not make enough money off my art.
Okay, there it is. That's the key. That's key right there. Now, in that fear, you're sending out the messages that you will not make enough money. It's very simple. This is first grade elementary here. Afraid that you won't make enough.
I picked up on that, so I stopped doing it.
There you go. You just need to, here's what you should do. I'm just going to give you a simple little meditation to do. Meditate about money. Money, 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 money. If you even want, you can check out videos and stuff on YouTube. If you look on YouTube, I have a couple of videos up as well. One of them is Give Me My Prosperous and Wealthy Lifestyle. And it's just it's a fun little thing of picturing images, you know, worth money and things that are beautiful and luxurious. And what you need to do is just get into that zone, and then you need to create. You need to create your art. And when you are feeling, you know, money, you feel prosperous, and then you do your art, it's going to reflect right in the beautiful art.
That seems to be working. It seems to be what I'm doing, and yes, that works.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad I picked up on that, and I hope that's a good confirmation for you. Also, I see that you need to travel if you are not planning on doing so already. Travel is going to be very, very good inspiration for you, and it's going to really just bring your heart into all that you do. Seeing different sceneries, being in a different, just collective consciousness of a different town. It really changes your vibration. Just simple things like that. And like I said, those simple meditations are excellent. Excellent, excellent. So please keep doing that.
Okay, love life.
Love, 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 love. Okay. So, with love life, I feel a very strong presence of home. I'm not sure why I feel that. It just feels like you have a very, very... Okay. It's not that your home is strong. You're waiting for it to be made strong. And there is a man that is going to do that for you. I think there is a man in your immediate life right now that you've been thinking about, and he makes you feel very, very giddy, you know, like a little schoolgirl. That's what it feels like. Is this true?
Yep.
Okay. And he's definitely a strong figure. Either he's not foreign, is he? He's not from somewhere else?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought. Now, what this is then is this is a very big obstacle for you. For some reason, getting to this man is a big deal. It's like climbing a mountain. And you need to be on your game. You need to be wise. And you need to be in your just own power. It's as if this whole thing is just eating away at you. And that what you're going to have to realize is lots and lots of patience. I know time is totally hard to wait for, but you know what? I can't even say that anymore because I just, let's see, I'm 21 and I turned 21 last May, And let me tell you, after 21, the birthdays just go by so fast. I can't even believe I'm about to be 22. And it seems like everybody said that that's exactly how it goes. Once you turn 21, it's all downhill and just the years keep piling and piling up. But I think this is something for you to be aware of, this relationship with this man, whoever he may be. I don't know. I feel like he might have some sort of illness, if it hasn't happened already. I feel like he might be diagnosed with something that's going to kind of scare you. But I think what you are supposed to do with this gentleman is to bring a lot of light into his life. Okay? And what I think that's going to do for you, this is something that is absolutely destined to happen. This connection is destined to happen. And I think you're going to argue it out in your mind. You're going to have a lot of back and forth banter. I don't know if you're a Gemini or not, but it's, I feel a lot of push and pull, pushback and give and take, et cetera, et cetera. So I think you're going to have to act a little coy, if you will. Not divulging your entire intentions, but also just giving as much light as possible. Like I said, I feel that you have some very, very good people in spirit watching over you. I keep seeing you just being watched over. I'm not sure by who. It feels like somebody very social and just always moving, on the move, somebody that was moving a lot. I'm not sure. But I think you got to follow along with this gentleman that's in your life now. And you're going to find a different light inside of you. Now, I don't feel an amazingly powerful connection with this man, but I think what he's going to do is to help to ignite a light within you. And what that's going to do is it's going to bring you exactly what you want. Because it feels like you don't really know what you want right now, and you've been through a couple of ups and downs with relationships, most in the most recent past, mostly the downs. And now you're just trying to look for somebody that is going to fill you with light again. But that light is within you. It already exists. And that's all you have to do is to find that. And you're going to find that with your art. Once you start making money, it's going to be beautiful. So focus on that. That's where your focus should be.
Oh,
and let the relationship unfold. Very good. Very good. And just let the relationship unfold as it may. Oh, you're excused. You're fine.
So you think he's going to be around for a while?
I think he will be. But I think, like I said, I just feel like something is going to strike him out of nowhere. Like I said, some sort of illness or possibly death in his family. And he's going to need you more than ever. So I would really just stay connected with him and keep your heart open and give as much compassion as you can. You know, compassion is never dismissed, ever. It's always put into beautiful energy wherever it may need to be. So, yes, keep him around.
Pretty smart for 21 there, Brandon.
I'm totally not from this planet. I know it.
I would think not. I mean, that's not where I was at 21. I can tell you that.
Well, these kids that are being born right now, the kids that are younger than me, you know, the ones that are just being born and they're 6 and 5 and 4 years old, these kids are amazing. They are amazing.
I have kids. Some of the things that come out of their mouth just blows me away.
Right? It's so amazing. You know, we don't have kids to teach them everything. They're honestly the ones that are teaching us, I believe.
Yeah.
But I haven't had kids yet, so I have no opinion.
Oh, coming.
I don't know. I don't know about kids. That's an interesting topic for me, but that's not something I want to talk about right now. So do you have any other questions? Did I hit you head on? Is there anything that's fuzzy?
Well, he has always been fuzzy. He's always been fuzzy to me. Not quite sure what to do with him.
Well, you just gotta keep him around. Don't make too much of a tie, and just keep things very simple. Keep things very friendly, just very, very friendly and very compassionate. Stay loyal, and if he comes to you with the proposal to travel, I would think about it, but I think that's going to be, that feels kind of heavy. Just let him help you move, if you understand what I mean, and move in the most profound ways.
All right.
It's gonna create a shift within you. You'll see it. You'll be able to recognize it. And I hope you can come back for confirmation with that whenever it happens. I'll be here.
Yeah, I certainly would.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary Lou. Thank you very much for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Take care. All right. So we're going to get to the next caller. Hello, everybody in the chat room. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure y'all stay awake and stay lively. Mary Lou, thank you again for calling in. All right. So we're going to move on now to area code 503. Can you tell me your name, please?
Hi, my name's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm all right. Today has just been
all
kind
right.
of a funny day.
A funny day. Well, let's get into why. Now, first of all, what I want you to do is I want you to name the most strong aspect, the strongest aspect of yourself.
Let's see. That's kind of hard because I don't know. Strongest aspect, probably really, like when I'm really creative, I can really like
just
stick with it and just do it, you know?
Okay. So you have a very good creative flow.
Yeah. I guess when
okay.
I push myself to it.
All right. Now tell me the most vulnerable aspect of yourself, Lucy?
I guess just as of late, it's trying to stay grounded.
That's so funny that you said that. It's so funny you said that.
Because
okay.
you probably picked up on it, didn't you?
Well, that was the very first thing is when you said you're creative. I actually picked up on your strong sense of grounding. It feels like that you're not being creative enough. Recently, as of late, and it's time for you to get back into that power. I would guess that you would be an earth sign.
Yeah.
Maybe a Taurus.
Yep, birthday is coming up.
All right, I had a feeling. Yeah, mine is too. I'm a Taurus as well.
Yeah.
This is a perfect time for you to do that. You know, Taurus we just moved into Taurus territory yesterday. And we'll be here for a little bit. So get yourself grounded. Go out there. I'm not sure what part of the world you're in, but if it's nice and warm, get your hands dirty. Go digging in the dirt, even if it's just to dig or plant or do something. And get that creative flow back. Now, let's just not go there right now. I feel a very strong connection with your voice. You have a beautiful voice, and it is very, very powerful. When you speak, people tend to listen to you, and you found that to be true in the moments where you actually were inspired but also sort of forced to speak, and it feels like you're not doing that enough. So I want you to recognize is to let your voice be heard, let it be out, push it out in the open, and let yourself be heard. Speak up. You feel definitely just calling in. You feel very timid, a little bit on edge and reserved. But I think that is something that you are ready to work towards. And for me, and correct me if I'm wrong, part of your creative endeavors involves your voice.
Yeah,
okay.
You're totally right.
Are you a singer?
I write music, and
okay.
I'm supposed to start getting back into it really soon because I have a deadline coming up. So
please do. I love writing music. I've been writing music for years, since I was 11 years old. I remember that, and it's a beautiful way to just connect to your own spirit and to release any feelings that you've been, you know, stuck up in. I remember when I actually had like my first legit relationship, and when it came tumbling down, you know, most people sit in that seat of depression, but I turned that into something else, and thus the Dream Teacher was created. The most beautiful thing I've ever done. So, you know, if you're not coming out of a relationship and you're just kind of being lazy, which I know, Tauruses are totally lazy, I get that, I'm completely lazy. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of an Italian feel to it. How Italian people, they just, and people, it's just especially in Europe, they don't need to be told that they can take time to just be, to receive pleasure, to just do nothing and be okay with it. That's a very cool thing. So do you have a certain question or issue you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I mean, I'm just kind of, like, today it's just been really irritating for some weird reason, and, like, I just feel like... Because I moved back home a couple months ago, and I'm finally getting into the groove of just doing my own thing and just realizing, look, you know, nothing's going to, you know, happen overnight or appear in thin air. You know, I kind of have to, like, just chill out and not rush into things. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
I just feel people are kind of like, I don't know if they don't understand that I'm trying to take my own time, or I'm just kind of like, you know, I want to have that dream job, but I don't know what that dream job is. And I feel like some of my close friends are, especially one person, is trying to, like, get me upset. But I'm learning to just sort of let things roll off my back because I just can't be bothered, you know, to be upset over menial things anymore. And, you know, I'm just kind of like, okay, my career is something that I want to focus on. But I feel like I'm pushing, but I'm kind of not sure where I'm pushing, but I'm kind of hoping that something will come along as I'm going in a direction, if you know what I mean.
I certainly do. Okay, this is going to be fun. I hope you have some time. I'm going to take this. We're going to go past the archive after we go off air, and I'm going to finish talking with you. Let me just talk to the chat room and everybody listening live real quick, and then we're going to get to you. I'm excited because we have a lot to work on. Okay. Everybody, hello, hello. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. If you want to listen in, I'll probably be here at least an hour after the show goes off air. I suppose I could. I don't think I can extend the show. I think I might be able to, but I don't want to. That's okay. So if you want to listen in, we're going to be talking good stuff, and this might apply to some of you as well. Make sure you call in 310-742-1777 so you can just listen in and listen to what's going on. Again, the chat room will remain open after the show, and I will be in there as soon as all the callers are off the switchboard. We got the little Blog Talk lady talking in my ear right now. So... I want to play a really, really good song, too, at the closing of the show. So it's going to be fun to listen to. I think you would all enjoy it. So call in if you want to continue, or else you can just listen to it on the archives. Now, if you would like a private session with me, that's totally all right. You can call in the show as many times as you want. I don't care. I'll give you any reading that you want to. That's why I hold the sacred space to give back to those, because I do receive readings myself, and I think it's important to give back. So if you do want to schedule a session with me, you can click on my Keen Advising site. It's the first website on my profile page. And if you have listened to the show, I will give you a nice little discount. Make sure you go to my page here. I just posted it in the chat room. And right down at the very bottom, click on services, and then click on add a comment, put your email in there, and I will be sure to give you a nice little discount because it's totally well deserved. So thank you all very much, and here goes the show in the archives. All right, Lucy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, beautiful. Just want to make sure you're still all here. Now, what we really need to get you to do is, first of all, we need to get you nice and grounded and stable. And the irony to this is when you're nice and grounded, you will be able to move and to move forward with beautiful, beautiful movement that's in your own divine right, your own spirit. And you'll be strong. And you're going to notice all new proposals and things that are coming to you. All right, so we're going to... Now, are you working at the moment right now?
I'm just doing odd jobs here and there. Like, it's strange. Like, things
okay.
have been popping up, but, I mean, you know, because, like, the stuff that I do, I mean, I write music, but I'm also trying to get into film, so I've been doing, like, extras work, which has been coming up, which is kind of cool because I get to go on these really nice sets for these shows that are being broadcasted on national television. So, you know, I'm just networking there with people and, yeah. That's about it, really.
Well, I think, now are you one to take to the stage?
As in, like, be on camera, like, as
like
in...
Like, being in the very center of attention, being the only fire that people are looking at, the only flame, the only interest.
You know, I don't really mind, because, like, I used to have a band as well, and it's weird, because, like, I like to perform when I'm in front of, like, a large crowd, but when it's really intimate, I get really scared. When it's, like, a room of 30 people, I'm like, I don't know if I can handle this. But, you know, like,
totally
I don't,
cool, yeah.
I'm not camera shy or anything, and I've never been camera shy, and I don't really, I'm just kind of, like, open to whatever's coming my way in terms of that. Like, if someone's going to be like, oh, my gosh, you should probably try acting, because I've had a lot of people recently say, have you thought about acting or modeling or all this stuff? I'm just like, you know, I never really thought that I had that sort of uniqueness that someone
mm-hmm.
would be like, oh, my gosh, but I'm like, sure, if it happens, it happens. I'm not gonna be like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you have such a beautiful energy too. I definitely can feel you have physical, strong beauty, very feminine, very in your own divine power. It feels good. I think that you should use that to your benefit. You should play to that. I guess sort of the image. Do you know who Florence and the Machine is?
Yes. Yeah, the band.
Okay. Yeah, it reminds me of that girl in that one song, The Dog Days Are Over. I keep hearing that. I don't know why. But I feel that just very, it connects you with the ground, and I feel a very, I hate to say, it feels kind of gypsy-like almost. I don't know why.
I am a gypsy.
Wow.
I mean,
so
I never
weird.
Feel like I've been... I just feel, like, the thing is, you know, I've been living in Europe for, like, 6 years, and I miss it, like, but it did leave kind of a bitter taste in my mouth because, I mean, I don't want to, like, pry too much into it, but, you know, just looking back at it now, I just feel like, oh, my God, the last 2 years of my life, I literally was in this, you know, mental state of purgatory. And coming home was probably the best thing ever. You know, I'm with my family. I'm, like, getting unconditional love. They're pretty relaxed about my life right now, for now at least, and I'm just kind of like, okay, you know, finally peeking out of my shell and poking my head out of the ground, and it's kind of like looking around and seeing what's going on, you know. And I mean, I was totally a different person about, you know, a couple months ago. I really, really lost sense of what I perceived to be my own little reality, and I just kind of like floated through. And it was tough, but, you know, I had to make a choice, and I just felt like everything, like, the energies, like, the universe, everything was just, like, get out, go home, do this, and just start over. And I was like, okay, fine. And this morning it was kind of weird. When I was falling asleep, I woke up and I couldn't tell. I don't think I was dreaming, but, like, I was sort of in between sleep, and I just kept hearing voices. And I was just kind of, like, listening, and I couldn't make out anything. And it was, like, a bunch of different voices, and it was really muffled. And I just remember I was just, like, laying there this morning just thinking, like, how come I can't understand anything anyone's saying? And I just remember hearing someone's voice quite close to me, but it was just muffled. And I was wanting to hear what they would say, but I started to freak out a little bit, and I was like, okay, try and calm down. And then I thought about somebody, and then I just went back to sleep. So,
do you have a female friend that is in spirit?
I really think I do, and it's weird because I feel like it might be a relative of mine, and I don't know if it's weird because I feel like I have a connection with a relative of mine. I've never met her. Like, she's generations, like, before me, but she was sort of, like, in the whole entertainment, like, limelight kind of a thing. And
right.
I feel like, you know, she's sort of there when that whole entertainment side comes out of me, I guess.
Right.
But
I feel that you made this connection when you were overseas. I think it almost followed you back. And now it's going to be...
I'm
like
getting
this,
goosebumps now. They're probably like, yeah, I'm here.
I see it. They're showing me that they're watching right over you. It's very feminine, and it feels very, very friendly. Also, this person comes to you in your dreams and helps you to realize certain dreams or just have certain ones.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a lot with animals, but they're very, very ironic dreams. Very,
yeah, totally. Like,
intense.
I had, sorry to cut you off, but I had a really strange dream about an ex-boyfriend, my last boyfriend, and it wasn't a really serious relationship, but in this dream, we were in a forest, and we were, like, walking by each other, and I was thinking, what the hell is this guy doing in the middle of the forest? And I go, actually, what am I doing in a forest? And I remember he said something to me and kind of, like, went off about creativity, and I kind of, like, looked at him and was, like, you know, thinking, okay, he's finished saying his piece, and then I just ripped into him about my creativity level and the things that I put into are actually pretty amazing. And, you know, he basically shut up, and the next thing you know, he's like, by the way, I miss you. And I'm just like, what? I woke up thinking that was a really, really strange dream.
That is an interesting dream. Of course he's going to miss you, and now that you're gone, you know, it's totally okay.
Yeah,
totally
well,
okay,
I mean,
once you're gone.
That relationship was really strange because it wasn't, I felt I was a different person at that time, and I kind of, like, threw him into it, and, you know, I just feel bad, really, but I know he's not the one for me at the end of the day, so.
There you go. And, you know, if there's ever any questions out of that, then you know it's not. A lot of people like to just sit through that and, you know, yeah, that's not the person I want to be with, but I'll just do it anyways because I have nobody else, and blah, blah, blah. I see that happen way too much. So,
well, that's what it was,
for,
and then... Yeah, well, that's what it was. And then 2 weeks into it, I'm like, what am I doing? And then he was like, you're not breaking up with me. I'm just like, this is really awkward now.
Oh, stage 5 clinger. Uh-oh.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's severed and done, you know. Like, that's
very
done.
Good. That's good. So, now you're really concerned about your career?
Absolutely. Like, I don't want to get involved with anyone in a relationship. Like, I've completely, like, sworn off any form
good
of relationship because I really, really want to focus on where the hell I'm going. And,
good,
you know, I've been out of school for, like, almost two years now, and I know I'm just a baby as well. I'm not far off from you in terms of age, but it's, you know how it is. Like, you want to be somewhere and despite your age.
Oh, yeah.
Be at a good place in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like once that career thing is moving and you know, I feel like everything else will just fall into place. Like, I don't need to worry about having that right man in my life. I just want to have that right, you know, path of career. Because, yeah, I just really feel like everything is just going to slot into place when it needs to with everything else outside of that.
That is true. You know, when you take care of yourself first and what you're doing, everything just seems to fall into place. It kind of depends on other people because, you know, some people, you know, their whole career has fallen into place. They inherited daddy's company, you know, multi-billionaire company or whatever, and then, you know, their relationship is the thing that they're focusing on, or, you know, vice versa. It doesn't matter. But right now, you know, especially if that's something that you need to do, if you're not inheriting mom or dad's business, or if you're not inheriting the money or something like that, then of course that's where you would want to focus. You know, you got to focus on survival and maintaining self-sufficiency.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I would advise you to stick with music. Do your little side gigs. Let me see what I see coming up. If there's any connection with these side gigs, yeah, I'm seeing lots and lots of patience with you. You have to remain steadfast and be very decisive with the people that you're working towards. Man, I'm still seeing this dead woman. I still see her. I thank her for showing up. I respect her.
Is she just kind of like, you know, what am I doing here?
She is, you know what she has? She's got a basket, and in this basket is money. Money, money, money. Overflowing and brimming with money.
Jeez.
And she has got the keys for you. She is going to unlock so much for you. So what you're going to need to do is just call upon, you know, be like, you know, if there's anything or any spirit or God or angels or whatever, you know, let them just come to me so that I may work in my own divine rights and get to where I need to be. Let yourself receive messages. I would say that you probably don't meditate enough. And you're not very still enough. Because it feels like there's just messages waiting to come in through you. And especially when you work with writing music, it's when you write music, it is on a very, very, very big scale. Because that's a big business. It's a big profession. For example, when I wrote music, I would write music. And I really wouldn't do anything with them. And then 3 months later, nearly the same exact song is out on the radio by some other artist. And it's like, you know, we're all just picking up on this collective consciousness of lyrics and what to write and what's going to come out. And you just got to, the big thing with the music industry is you have to take action and you have to be able to, you know, put it into form as soon as possible whenever you get true divine inspiration.
Yeah, well, because I finished an EP album like a couple months ago for a friend of mine, and I'm actually trying to get a music video started for one of the tracks. And everyone that I play this track to, they're just like, oh, my gosh, I love this track. So I'm just like, oh, okay, that's great. And, you know, not being in a band anymore, I feel like, crap, I really have to write everything out by myself and to see how, like, it was a true test to sort of, like, my skills as a writer, because I'm not trained at all. Like, when I was in my band, I would like run off to the corner and like study for my music theory books, because my bandmates, I'm not even kidding you, two of them went to music school and the other one was a scientist, but they were all properly trained musicians. And so here's me being the front woman, producer, someone who's actually arranging and writing, composing, all that stuff that has nothing to do with, you know, with being trained. And they're all looking to me for like for answers. I'm just kind of like, shit, this is a big deal.
Would you mind if I ran your astrology chart, your natal chart?
Absolutely.
All right, you wanna ask, I will need a couple.
I'm happy to tell you.
Yeah, I need a couple pieces of information. Let's see, Lucy, BTR. I take it, are you Luxy in the chat room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So I need your birth date, please.
May 5th, 1986.
Alrighty. Couple days before 9. Okay, and do you know what time?
9:57 p.m.
Perfect. Alright, 21:57. And where in the world?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. I've been meaning to get up there for a very long time now.
Well, hey, I'm here. I'll show you around.
I hear it's a very, very beautiful place. There's a theater. It's the something Repertory Theater something. Hang on. I'm going to look it up real quick. It's the Artist Repertory Theater. Do you know where that is?
No. I'm okay. Seriously, out of sync with Portland.
I guess. It's, you know, that wouldn't be a bad place for you to check out. It's in downtown, right? And I think it's in the middle of the city. And the guy that directs the whole theater, excellent, very, very, very graceful, very connected in deeply spiritual ways. And
right.
He actually found me because of my hypnosis. And he wanted to work with me and do all that fun stuff. So, let's see. Yeah, just keep in mind just things that are right there in your town. See, I'm telling you this all the way from Ohio. All right, so looking at your charts, let's take a look here. Okay, our Taurus in the fifth house, which 4 or 5, that feels very homey, very natural. So you have a Gemini moon, so your emotions can be conflicted sometimes, and that's actually really good inspiration for writing. Also, your words are very, very powerful. They are good healing words, and it's going to be in aspects to self when you're writing about yourself and your heart. That's where you're going to find the most amazing gold in your writing.
Yeah.
Now, as in profession, I'm going to look at your career line here, and your MC is in Libra. What that means is that in your career, you are to be very balanced. When you think about Libra, actually, you could probably, I'm just going to do this right now, because I don't know exactly, there's certain energies that fall in the line of a Libra midheaven. And it's just definitely, it's all about balance. Your success comes from your ability to know where a balance is and to adapt surroundings. And then, of course, just act from your heart. Inspiring within others' balance and harmony, especially in partnership, is going to be very, very good in terms of your career, whether that's expressing certain ideals through any sort of acting or the songs that you write. You know, just your character. I am a huge believer in this, especially with movies and TV, is when somebody takes on a character and a role, it very much becomes part of who they are. And it really kind of determines your entire career, I believe. For example, let's look at Linda Blair, the little girl who played in The Exorcist, who played as the possessed person. You know, she was in one movie pretty much, and that's the only break she got. Now she's all screwed up. She has like horrible back problems and bad health issues just from the movie, and just the way that things have gone for her haven't really matched how she felt before and previous to that movie. Let's look at another big popular one, Angelina Jolie. She does all these action movies and moving and kicking ass and taking names. And now what's she doing? She's going out there saving the world, saving children, adopting all these children. And it really just reflects on who you are and what you do. So I would take roles if they come to you. Anything about harmony, balance, social positions, go ahead and jump right on that. I think that you are good at understanding dichotomy. You're good at understanding anything that has dual nature. Is that true?
I guess. I haven't really thought about that.
Okay. Well, there's certain things that come up in life. You know, yin and yang, that's a very dual sign, symbolism, whatever. I'm surprised that you haven't seen it more, but that could be why you're not.
I don't know. I think
your,
I might have,
you know,
met someone who's like, you know, I have met someone in my life that kind of like shook things up. And so I'm kind of like, ugh. Like it's like post relationship stress disorder. I don't know what it is, but it's like, it's definitely something that I'd never experienced before. Like it's sad because like I wish this person and I could cross paths again in the future. I mean, you never know what's going to happen in the future, right? So it's kind of like, whatever. I don't know.
Well,
but,
I would take notes of these certain things. Take note of instances, experiences, scenarios that have the polarity of light and dark within them. They're going to be very, very good for you. It's just going to be able to expand your mind and use, you know, all areas of your mind. And when you can match the left with the right, in your brain especially, you create harmony in the very center. And that central connection is usually of divine energy. And when you can use both brains, you're really in your own divine area. And when I say divine, I just mean, you know, for the highest good, anything that you could possibly do that is for the better of yourself, for the world, and all people that you come into contact. That's what I mean by divine. And when you use both aspects like that, when you see the light and the dark, it's irony. It's irony. That's really what it is. You know, it's that, what's that one story? It starts with an M. I can't remember. It's where there's a couple. The one has beautiful long hair, and the one has an amazing pocket watch, and she sells the hair and the pocket watch, and they ended up getting each other gifts. What in the heck is that called?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you heard that before?
Is it a fairy tale?
No, it's like a, almost like an Aesop fable or something, but it's just a story that was written.
Oh, no.
I know it starts with an M. It's like some weird, weird name. But it's just, it's the irony. You know, Alanis Morissette's song isn't ironic.
Yeah.
There's so much irony. And I just want to make sure there's somebody in the chat room that they want me to go on their show. Don't worry about it. You will do fine. I am ready to do a show whenever you are. This woman, she wants to do shows and she wants somebody to be on there, and I don't know if she wants a co-host or what, but I'll be there for her, because that's what I want, too, so why not? Anyways, I want you to just pay attention to that. Pay attention to dichotomy, to contradictions, to irony, all that stuff that holds dual nature to it. And you're gonna find a lot of mental energy as well as your heart being into it, and that's what you're really searching for, is kind of the both, where you can be stimulated intellectually as well as, you know, feeling your heart into your own work.
Yeah.
I would advise you to stay in social situations, remain very social, and you're going to come across the right amount of people. It's just in your nature. You always have seemed to come into contact with the right people at the right times, and that's not changing at all. What's that?
It's kind of bizarre, but yeah, I have met very interesting people in my lifetime so far. But, you know, do you happen to see me here in Portland for a while? Because I just feel like this is all temporary. I'm hoping it is.
Portland. Okay, well, I see home automatically. I see. How to decipher this? Okay, what I see is very homey feelings and kind of, in a sense, either silence or somebody is not being true to you. No, that's not it. It's okay. Here it is. Oh, I hear this ring in my ear. They want me to tell you this instantly. Now, in regards to your home, you are ready to pretty much like climb a mountain. You're ready to go through all the trials and tribulations just to get to the top. And I feel like that's where your home is going to be. Not literally on the top of a mountain, unless that's what you desire, but going through all the crap is going to get you there in your perfect home. And I think that you are going to have to be very quiet about this. When you find the place that you truly want to be, it feels like this beautiful childlike state of just bliss and wonder and awe, but also at the same time kind of scary. It feels like a beautiful place. Maybe some sort of canyons, or I don't know why New Mexico keeps popping up in my mind. That could be just my own ego talking. But I still see just this innocence of not knowing what is to come. It is heavily on your thoughts, and it's not something that you've made a decision, so I won't be able to tell you if you're moving or not. The only reason that I can read people is because of the decisions that they have made. For example, when you make a decision that you're going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, I can, you know, tell you, well, A, this might happen, B, this might happen, C, you know, and I can already just intuitively connect. You don't even have to be psychic to do that kind of stuff. But when you have that decision set and firm, then the energies can unfold and you can see the entire path. You can see the whole trend. And I think that you kind of would use this technique too when you're writing music. You know, when you write music, it's like a story. And the story unfolds as the song unfolds, and you know, you have two verses, a bridge, and then the chorus mixed in there wherever you want to. Mm-hmm. And it's, oh my gosh, I don't know why I just said that. I really don't know why I just said that, because I totally lost my train of thought. I don't think I was meant to say that.
It's okay.
I'm not feeling any movement with you. I feel a lot of thinking and drawing back and, no, maybe, I don't know. I'm pretty comfortable right now, and I don't want to step out of my security boundary, and that's what I feel from you.
I want to be here to sort of like, you know, sort of calm down a lot, but in terms of like where I want to like finally settle in my life, I don't know. I don't feel like I want to stay in Portland, you know? Like, I like traveling. I like going to places, and I wouldn't mind living abroad again or somewhere else in the States, but I just feel like Portland is... Sometimes when I think about it, I feel like I'm that, you know, 14, 16-year-old girl again, and I'm like, okay, I'm having to pick up where I left off at that age and actually deal with it now that I'm smarter about things to a degree. But I'm kind of like, yeah, my family's here and stuff, but this is not where I want to be, like, you know, down the line.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely, I do. I mean, I've been moving since birth. I haven't been in the same place for more than 4 years, and just moving, traveling everywhere. So I've never really had a sense of home.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I want to express to you that I have a firm belief in, you know, they always say home is where the heart is. And physically and literally speaking, our heart is inside of our body. And, you know, our home is our body, our temple, our vessel, whatever you want to call it. And that's where we can truly feel at home. And I think travelers get that a lot. You know, they're in their own home, and their home is like the open road or trains or buses, planes, whatever. And it's just, it's wherever you are, where your heart is, and it's inside of you. But, you know, some people like to attach their hearts to others and leave it behind, and they're never the same again. That's not you in this case, not at all. But, you know, obviously it does happen, and people just get stuck. They don't see how important that their heart really is and how much of an influence it makes on their entire life and what they're doing, et cetera. So
yeah.
In terms of you moving, let's see. Okay, I just don't see that happening for a good chunk of time. This is something that you're going to have to be patient with. You're going to be there for a little bit. And I think, I just need to use my discretion with some information. But I guess if you want to know, then you can. You want to know all details?
No. It freaks me out.
Okay, that's good. Well, you're definitely going to be called to move. There's going to be an event in the situation. And after a while, it's just going to be eating away at you that you really just, you have to go. And you have to get back into that childlike state of wonder. You're going to feel it. It's going to be very serious. It's very deep. It's going to affect you on a complete emotional level. And
the moving thing or the new job or?
No, the situation that's going to happen before you actually move. But you'll be able to feel it. It's just very deep and very serious. And once it does happen.
Not a death or anything.
Well, I mean, you don't want me to tell you, so I'm just going to keep it at that. So when it does happen, whatever it may be, you will definitely know it, and that's the moment where you can change your life, and that's when a new home is indicated. Going back to that, you know, 14-year-old feeling, getting yourself back in your own right, getting your bearings. And that's going to do, let's see what it's going to do for you. Oh, yeah, it's going to bring you lots of new offers, new proposals, especially in your professional life, especially. It's going to help to just help you take off. When you first started calling, I felt like you were in L.A. That's what it felt like to me. And then you told me you were in Portland. I thought you were in L.A. right now at this moment. But I think that could be something to look towards. It's still, when I see L.A., I see a closed book. And in that sense, the book has yet to be read. And there's still information that needs to be found out. So there's still things that you have to figure out. There's still decisions that you have to make. And events that have to come into play before you make a big decision like that.
Yeah. I hope that massive event you just mentioned has nothing to do with my family. But, you know, life is life, right?
Absolutely. That's life. That's certainly life.
Yeah. I know. I'm just hoping to just get to, I mean, because, you know, living in London and meeting so many people and having a peek at certain lifestyles, I'm just like, oh my gosh, that would be so nice to just be that chilled out and just to have these things at your disposal. I mean, obviously you got to work for it, but, you know, it makes me want that even more, but it's starting and figuring out where I need to begin is the hardest part.
Where you need to begin. Well, you want to be successful, right? And you want to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And focus on that. And, see just where it takes you. That's all you need to do is just bring that into your conscious focus. Think about it, and you know your thoughts are going to match everything that you feel. And when you feel it, then it'll start to come into your life. I don't think that there's starting points. Starting. You just gotta grab it. I think you're going to find the motivation when you're scared, honestly. When your foundation is shaken, if things just shake you to your core, and it totally justifies who you are as a person, that's when you start to take initiative. That's when you start to take action.
Oh, no. I have to go through that again.
It's so good, though. I love, you know, fear is awesome. It helps you to really understand the light.
Yeah.
That's what I'm a big, I guess, preacher on this, is that finding the light in the darkness. My entire life has been about darkness, very dark situations and experiences forced upon me. And it's just completely dark, and I've noticed this trend with all the things that I'm doing. You know, I'm a hypnotist, and I still find darkness in that, and, you know, talking and communicating and realms and different spiritual realms, still darkness, but it's not just about the darkness. It's how to see and find the light in the most pitch black and dark, in the darkest of dark, seeing that one light, which is the brightest light, the brightest, most abundant thing within that darkness, and being able to focus on it and remain steadfast towards anything of a lightful nature. That's where your most successful and true things come up. Like I had mentioned earlier, you know, getting out of a bad relationship, one can either, you know, sit there and wallow in self-pity and start to get ill and diseased and sick and not well and not in their own power and just give it to somebody else. Or they can take that and use it as their motivation, their energy, their drive to become better, to be a better person. It's all in context. And I welcome and I'm grateful for the moments where extreme changes like that happen and when I'm in very dark periods. It's a beautiful time for you to be able to see any sort of light. Big on that.
Yeah.
Don't
I'm
be
just,
afraid. You got to welcome it.
It's the journey, not the destination, I guess.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say that. I never really got that. You know, I'm like, yeah, but getting there, it's, you know, feels good. That's your ultimate goal. And if you never had a destination in the first place, then the journey wouldn't feel as good for some people. Sometimes people just like to go on a journey and they don't really have a destination and they find complete joy in that. Those people, I feel like those are left-handed people or really creative, out-of-this-world, crazy people. I don't even know. They've got a totally different energy to them. Those crazy spiritual travelers, always on like LSD or mushrooms or something, and don't even know their own name. They go by Moonchild.
Oh my goodness! I've had my fair share of all those drugs, but I never went by Moonchild. Just like no,
it was interesting. I was taking the bus traveling to North Carolina, and I met this guy that was traveling from California and going all the way back home to Eastern Virginia, from one tip of the U.S. to the other, one coast to the other. And he called himself Moonchild, and that was interesting. I'm like, oh, well, you know, he was a cool person, just not somebody that I would associate with on a day-to-day basis.
He's like, nice.
That was driving me nuts. Yeah, it was really
good
nice.
Good luck.
It was pretty
yeah.
interesting. Traveling across the country is certainly an awesome experience. I do love traveling as well. It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's such a different energy just to be in a different place and feel what these people feel. And it's just so cool.
See, like,
so I would think... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, because, like, I really want to move to Berlin for some weird reason. Like,
oh,
I just,
wow.
Like, you know... I really want to go live in Germany for a while. So I'm like, my heart is definitely set on it at some point. I'd love to just, I've been there once. And I'm like, I wouldn't mind living there at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, that would be a very good place. I talk to a lot of people from Germany. There's a lot of sexy guys in Germany. I know that.
Oh,
and
my God. it's not even funny. Like, there's something... in the water in Germany and Austria.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I have no idea either. They're all just fine as hell, and I was like, whoa, whoa.
Right, totally. Like, it's
so
funny.
So much to take in.
Right, because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, Mediterraneans are quite sexy. I'm like, no, 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 no. Germany, Austria, and if you go north to Scandinavia, oof.
Oh, my goodness.
They are just, oh, my God.
I am so jealous. I've never been to Europe at all. I'm waiting for the day. I'm actually talking to this guy from the UK. He was born in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to meet up in New York sometime in May. So I'm pretty excited about that. I can't, you know, people say there's so many other fish in the sea, but then they limit themselves to only the U.S. and, like, having a relationship. I'm like, dude, F that. I am not dating somebody from the United States anymore. These people are dumb. I'm like, I cannot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like, honestly, if you could, like, Europeans, the mindset is just so different. It's so different, and it's, they're much more relaxed. I got to say, and, you know, because I have friends here who, you know, their group of friends are, like, involved with people, and I just don't understand how some girls in relationship are always constantly texting their man, calling all the time, or, you know what I mean? I'm like, look, like, my thing is, if I'm going to go do what I'm going to do, and so are you, but then when we come together, we'll have our time, because I like to have my own space, and I would expect
my
guy to do that, and... for him to enjoy his own space, you know?
It's important. You know, it's the whole point of that's a good relationship, is when you have your life, the other person has their life, and when you come together in union, your lives complement each other. They don't dictate or determine, you know, how you live your lives or how everything is happening. You know, it's a natural force that just complements everything that's already in place. That's the other big lesson that people don't understand, is when you have nothing in place, when you have nothing set in stone that your heart is behind, then, you know, you're just going to leave your entire life up to whatever relationship enters your life. You're just going to let it dictate because it's not of your heart. And so many people only think that their heart is within relationships, not in something that they do or their career or their passion, their art, whatever. People don't even see the love in it anymore. They just think, oh, I'm just doing it just because I'm good at it, or, like, that's just what I do. I get a lot of money for this, so I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even take into consideration that at one point that's what they love to do.
That's true, hey.
And it just gets overused, you know?
Used and used up, and
they're left trying to figure out why that this relationship has failed, because they said that they... you know, we're in love when they're actually infatuated. There's a big difference between that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the last guy that I was, like, heavily in love with, like, I was, like, honestly, that whole 3-month period of my life was probably the most strangest. I mean, it was seriously just ungodly, like, some of the things that were happening in that relationship. And, you know, it was kind of a mutual, I felt like it was mutual anyway. I mean, I could be wrong, but... I felt like, you know, I need to let this guy go because he's got a lot of stuff on his plate, and so do I. And, you know, I'm kind of like, oh, I love him so much. Like, I'll let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And then after
we
broke up, it was, like, seriously just like, oh, my God. Like, I felt so confident at the time. Like, you know, it's not working right now, but, you know, hopefully in the future it will. So I'm going to let you go and do your thing and sort yourself out, because I don't want to be that crutch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, you think, like, shit, what would happen if I stayed? Or, you know what I mean? But it's just kind
of
like, I don't know.
You
I don't
always
like...
wonder that.
Sorry?
Of course, you always wonder that, you know, what would happen if I did stay or this happened or blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I had gone through what he had gone through, like, emotionally. Like, I'd seen myself through that process, and I'm just kind of like... you really need to take time by yourself right now. Like, this relationship is just distracting you from what you really need to figure out.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
I don't think he liked that at all.
No, you know, he wouldn't. But think about in the time when you were there, and, you know, and then you had to be cut off from somebody. You didn't like it very much either. But it's very necessary, you know, in order... it's a good thing, and I'm glad that you said that and that you recognized that within the relationship, because that was a very, it was a very powerful and unselfish thing to do, very compassionate. Even though, like, you know, it seemed like you were hurting him or taking his life away, but really you were giving him life, and in return you got life, you got confident, and you know, you just fell right into your own path.
Oh, I don't know about that. Like, after that happened, I literally was like, I can't think about this. I need to finish school. And I wrote an album, and, you know, like, then when school finished, then that's when everything kind of, like, came crashing in on
right.
me. Like, oh, no.
Right. No, you were able to focus. But then when you don't have that steady thing in your life, that's when all the feelings will creep up on you. And you don't have that mindless work to do. Well, mindful in school in this matter. But
yeah. But a part of me definitely, I feel like I'm slowly evolving from that situation, but I still have that little light on in the background, you know, just in case he ever wants to come knocking on the door.
Of course. And that's, you know, it's a very, very mature thing. Love always does let go. You know, it's the fear that grasps and clings and holds on. But love, it'll let go. And if it's, you know, meant to be, then it will come back into your life. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It'll always be there. Love always finds a way.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that, and I think that, yeah, that's hard to keep that little light on. I still have that, too. I don't know what I would do with the relationship that absolutely got me all crazy and just super depressed, totally dictated my life, pretty much. I don't know what I would do if I came into contact with that person again. I think I would
freak out.
I can't even fathom it. I can't even fathom. I don't know if I would. In a sense, yeah, I would freak out. I don't know if it would be angry or scared. I have no idea.
I'm totally right there with you. Like, I don't like, you know, like, when calling into your show or, like, to other shows, like, I don't ask about relationships anymore because I don't, like, anything that has to do with that particular relationship, anything that anyone's going to say to me, like, whether it is true or not, it just freaks me out because that relationship is so valuable to me, and it's so, obviously, it's intangible for another person to understand, you know what I mean? And it's like,
right.
You know, it is really such an untouchable, and, like, you just shouldn't talk about that. Like, it's like a sin to discuss something so personal.
Well, the thing about it, that's the whole point of getting readings, is to touch on the untangible, to touch on those things that you can't really express or see with words. That's why people call in about their love energy, what's happening in their relationships, which is their love, what's happening in their careers, which is steadfast, and also love, which many people are coming in back into tune to now. What I told everybody to do, this is, I give this advice across the board. Anything that has any water energy to it, not just in the physical sense, but also the metaphysical, the spiritual, anything with the water, imagination. Neptune just moved into Pisces. I don't know how keen you are on astrology, but Neptune moved into Pisces. It's been 140-something years that it's been in Pisces, and it's kind of its, like, natural home,
mm-hmm.
like natural abode, and it just brings amazing energy to the surface. And Neptune is a slow-moving planet, so the last time Neptune was in a different sign, it was in Aquarius, and it was in there for, like, 13, 15 years or so. So it moves very slow, and when planets like that change signs, it changes in a very, very big way.
Right.
A lot of astrologers have been talking about this for years now. So anything with metaphysics is going to be very good. I know somebody that's doing, they just called in the last show, and they're doing spiritually healing music,
okay.
where they're writing music to literally heal yourself. It's beautiful. Oh, my gosh, it's so cool what people can do with that. That's what I'm trying to do as well. I make music as well. I've written stuff and put stuff up, and I moved to New York City. I thought I was going to strike it big, you know, and just move there and be totally discovered. But, man, that was far from the truth, let me tell you. That was very, very far. But I did
do things
realize
that you don't want to do, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm also a hypnotist, and that was the one thing that really came into focus in New York. I was making money, had good clients, etc. But it totally, it showed me the right way to go. That's why I will still tell certain people to travel, because it's, the energies are so different, and the way it just changes you, just an area, it's so simple. You know, you see people in the same town that have been there for their entire lives and will probably remain there for their entire lives. And they literally, they become like that town, that city. You know what I mean?
That's my fear.
And they never... Oh, well, yeah, but you're, that's not going to happen to you. That's something not going to happen to you. You have bigger and better things to do. You got a lot of creative endeavors that you're going to embark on. I see that. That's very obvious. Anybody can even see that. It's just, it's going to require lots and lots of patience for you.
Yeah,
and
that's just a test.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Welcome the fear, because fear brings in beautiful, beautiful inspiration. It's very good. Use fear to your advantage. If you haven't noticed, I did a show about this too, is... all the things that are coming out in the social media, they're very dark, they're very fearful, and things are getting scarier and scarier because we're becoming numb to some of the things. Now we've got, let's see, this huge trend. We have, of course, scary movies. We've always had those, but now they're getting very personal. They're starting to enter our homes. They're starting to, make us very vulnerable. And now with 3D movies, you know, they really try to interact with you to get into your brain, into your mind. And then music, oh my goodness, music is such a big one right now. All of the dark feelings associated with music. It's very dark, very mysterious, very mystical. Keep that in mind when you're doing your work. Stick with those things, because those are going to be very, very, very successful. And I'm telling you, just Anything that I've said, if it's inspired you, you got to write about it. You got to write about it. I'm telling you, it's you're right there, and especially with an artistic career, you gotta remain ahead of the curve. You know what I mean? You have to. You have to stay ahead of the curve, because people are right behind you. It's such a huge freaking area, profession, but it's so hard to get into. Why? Because everybody wants to be in it. But if you remain ahead of the curve, well, then you create it. And if you're creating it, well, then you're already in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Have you thought about, like, writing stories?
I try to. I've thought about it, but I just, you know, writing, like, I kind of stopped doing that. But I've never really gotten to the whole writing, like, short stories or anything, though.
I keep feeling like soap opera with you. I don't know why.
My life is just drama.
I don't know how. You're a Taurus. You've got, let's see, drama. You don't have anything in Leo. There's nothing in Leo, but that's where all your relationships are. That's where your relationship is, and that's drama, drama, drama. But I don't see... you even have Venus in Pisces. Oh, my goodness. You're going to be able to see so much beauty in the Pisces energy. It's going to be... you are so lucky. You're so lucky. You're definitely a dreamer. Definitely a dreamer. But it's right on the verge of Aries. So it's got a little bit of Aries energy, which means you'll be able to use these amazingly awesome imaginative experiences that you have and to start them into something. Even if you don't finish, just starting them. Because one, either somebody else is going to jump off with that idea, or it's just going to continually project into that. Because you have Mercury in Aries, which is right up next. And Mercury is all about communications, ideas, thoughts, writing, anything along those lines. And it's in Aries, so you have this fire, this divine spark to write, to create. It's just lots and lots of writing. I see writing so much, and it's about beautiful things. It's about these imaginative experiences that you are taking. I don't know. Have you ever been hypnotized before?
No.
Okay. Not by somebody, at least. There are many forms of hypnosis, but being hypnotized by somebody is a very interesting experience. I would try, if you can, do some self-hypnosis even. Do a little bit of meditation and, you know, just let your imagination just drift as it may. Think about maybe one beautiful scene in your mind and then just let it play out as if it was like some kind of story.
Okay.
I really feel that that's something that you have to do, is just really embark on your imagination. Let your ship set sail in your mind and just let it flow. Because that is one of our most amazing gifts that we have as humans, not only to imagine, but be able to communicate our imaginative expression is the most amazing thing. That's how we learn. It's collective learning. You know, something that you write that you have gone through, maybe if it was something bad experience, heartbreak, you know, losing something, whatever, losing in general, you never know who you could help in the process while you're, you know, helping yourself to overcome anything.
That's true.
Awesome experience. You know, you never really know who you affect. It's so cool. So, have you ever... I know, that was a lot of information. I feel like you're going to be here again. I don't know. I feel like you're just going to be around again. How long have you been around on Blog Talk Radio?
I've been on Blog Talk for a couple months. Like, I just came across it randomly, but I've just been kind of busy that I haven't actually had any time to just, like, listen to any shows. And then I just kind of, like, I've been losing interest in listening to some shows. So today was kind of like, you know, I like I told you earlier, I was such in a terrible, terrible mood that I'm like, I need to go back to sleep. So I woke up and I'm like, okay, you know, I have a bite to eat. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of curious, like, who's on Blog Talk. And I've heard your show before, like a couple weeks ago. So I just thought I'd,
really?
You know, yeah. I'm just like dropping in just to, but I just listened last time. So I've been a fan of, like, at a point I was just listening to all these shows and I just kind of like, I didn't want to call anyone because I, you know, you hear other people's stories and you can relate to it if it applies to you. And, you know, like some of the stuff is out there. I'm just like, oh my God, is this the same person that I'm thinking about too? Like,
absolutely. Well, you know, we tend to collect together. It's just great minds. They think alike. It's so true because we tend to just consciously or subconsciously kind of collect in the same areas. Like, you know, people call in and they've got all the same issues. All these people have relationship issues there. You know, it's just the same situation. Even when I go to shows and I am about to call in, it used to happen to me a lot more frequently. But now that I do readings, if I'm going to call into a show, it's got to be for something very deep and very serious, and not too many people think in terms that I do. And I have a really, really crazy and active mind.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like, you know, when you jump from show to show and you hear the same caller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And some people are just a little bit like, you know, they'll call in to the same show like every day or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, nothing's going to change from yesterday. It has to take its process.
And you know what they're doing is they're giving somebody, when they get readings, they're giving somebody their power. They're giving it away, you know, and they're letting them create their life for them. And some people aren't, I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I'm just saying that some people are not as compassionate as me, especially. And they just are like, okay, I'm in it so I can get customers so you can come to me. I'm only going to give you this tip of the iceberg so that you can pay me to actually give you a reading and to give you my whole heart. No. That's effed up. If you're going to do something, you better put your whole heart into it right away before you you know, even sign up and say your name on friggin' air. I think that's just terrible. So,
yeah,
I don't
totally.
Know. I'm a very, very compassionate person. I've been, the past two shows I wasn't exactly on. I also wasn't speaking my truth very loudly. But this show, man, I was on so much tonight. I was fully reading people better than I ever have. It's so great.
Yeah,
I
well,
never
you know.
Thought I would be here.
Yeah. Here we are.
Well, Lucy, the Blog Talk woman is going to cut me off here in a minute. If
oh,
you're
okay.
in the chat room, I don't see you in the chat. But
oh,
I'll be here. Just keep note on my show. I'll be there on Thursdays. And if you follow the show, you'll see when it comes up next.
Okay, cool. Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking this time and, like, really, you know,